USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Protests are again turning violent in many U.S. cities over the death of a black man who was pinned to the ground by a white policeman in Minneapolis. In Cleveland, reporter Greg Savers.
Two Cleveland police cars were set on fire by some of the demonstrators, and they are fully engulfed in flames now. And in the meantime, sheriff deputies surrounding the courts building where several windows have been broken out, they're shooting tear gas canisters at the crowd now.
Officials across the country are bracing for another night of possible violence following a national call for protests. The governor's closing major highways to try to keep the peace. At the Kennedy Space Center, President Trump vowed his administration will do anything to stop the mob violence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you a friend of America? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wade Allyn-Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
President Trump announced he's cutting ties with the World Health Organization during a pandemic that's killed more than 362,000 people worldwide. He said the reason he's doing it is because China covered up the origins of the coronavirus. In addition to his WHO announcement, the president said he's taking steps to revoke Hong Kong's favored trade status with the U.S. after China approved a controversial national security law. In Louisville, seven people were wounded, one critically, after someone opened fire on a crowd of protesters outside City Hall. The demonstrators were demanding justice for EMT Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed by police inside of her apartment. Louisville Metro Council President David James.
They were very peaceful protests, but as the night went on, a small element of people showed up that weren't focused on having a peaceful protest. And we saw what happened from that play out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is threatening social media companies with new regulations or even shutting them down after Twitter added fact checks to his tweets. Matt Shurus is with the Computer and Communications Industry Association.
Anyone who values free expression should be concerned that the U.S. president is threatening to close down social media for questioning false claims. This is what U.S. diplomats regularly object to abroad when authoritarian states like China and Russia and Turkey restrict access to social media.
The president can't regulate or close companies, and any effort would require action by Congress. When President Trump threatened protesters that were looting in Minneapolis, saying it would lead to shooting, Twitter immediately took action. But Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said they weren't going to do that. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said he's not going to take down President Donald Trump's post about shooting alleged looters in Minneapolis, nor put a warning on them, as did Twitter. But he acknowledged he's been struggling all day with how to respond. Zuckerberg said, "I disagree strongly with how the president spoke about this, but I believe people should be able to see this for themselves, because ultimately accountability for those in positions of power can only happen when their speech is scrutinized and out in the open." Facebook said they've been in touch with the White House to explain the company's policies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.